Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
If you could hear me now, please let me know if you can hear me now. Yeah, I hope you can. Just a minute. Can you hear me now? Okay. Yes. Okay. Are you getting feedback? Absolutely wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So I had mentioned I thought I was losing volume here, but I see it's okay. Thank you so much, those of you that are providing me with some text and letting me know, okay, we're coming in loud, and I'm so grateful for that. All right, we got another one. Okay, we got another thumbs up. Okay, so I spoke a little bit about new beginnings, and some of us, our new beginning is we're beginning on what we call like a fast. You know, we're abstaining from food or perhaps excessive television, you know, excessive social media. We're fasting to build our spiritual strength. For some of us, it is a new beginning of tithing. Tithing meaning giving 10% of our income to our local church or an organization that we support. Also, these new beginnings, it may be a time of organizing. Oh, how many times have we visited that new beginning? Organizing. This could also be a time of praying, setting aside. I talked on one of my podcasts, you can go back and listen to it, about, you know, a set place, a sacred place, preparing a place where you can set aside, where you can spend time with God in quietness, and study and really begin to recognize how great God is in you. Maybe it's a new beginning for goals, spiritual goals. Here's another one. Many years ago, I read a book, and it helped me to set my goals in a real prioritized type of a way. What do you mean by that? I listed my roles. Yep, my roles. For example, I am a daughter, I'm a mother, I am I'm a grandmother, I'm a niece, I'm an aunt, I'm a minister, I'm a podcaster, I have several goals, I'm an educator, and so I'm a friend, I am a mentor, a coach, I'm multifaceted, and so are you. But I began to list my roles. And then under my roles, I listed my goals. So that helped me to really get accomplished the things. I'm a cousin. I just had someone. I'm a cousin. Yes, I am. And that really helped me to set my goals and in a sense, put them in priority. Yeah, so I listed my roles first, and then under those roles, I listed what I wanted to accomplish over a particular period of time. I'm telling you, that will be so instrumental. It will help you to really what? Accomplish the things that are important to you. So my goals, you know, and then also you may have goals regarding your family, your career, your education, and how about this, financial goals. And that is one of my goals this year. One of my goals is to teach more about finances. Some call it financial literacy. But I want to really go deeper into finances and how do we generate wealth? Yeah, how about that? And is it part of God's plan for us? That can be a question that we can ask. Listen to this. It's 3 John verses 1 and 2. It says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper." How about that? It says, "Approve me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it." Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. "The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it." Proverbs 10 and 22. "They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls, and prosperity within thy palaces." Psalm 122, 6 through 7. I just wanted to read those scriptures to you. How beautiful this is, that is part of God's plan for us to prosper. We're not talking about just a plethora of prosperity slogans or anything like that. We're talking about today this deepness of realizing God is within you. And if God is within you, you're able to transform your vision into wealth. And you will be able to be a blessing to so many. Let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant, according to Psalm 35 and 27. Yeah, you can prosper. You can prosper and not feel guilty about it. You can begin to break the bondage and the chains off of our minds individually and collectively, so that we can prosper, so that we can prosper as well health. Yes. I want you to know I love you, and this is one of my goals for this year, to help us to come out of what we may call a mentality or a thought pattern of lack. One of the things I want to share with you, it's a short story. You know, I'm quite a storyteller. But I remember when I was, when my children were young, someone taught me, and I'm going to throw this in there, I'm standing on the shoulders of many, but someone taught me that at least take your family out to dinner at least once a week and go out to dinner on your level, whatever that level is. Is your level one of the franchises, and I'm not supporting, let's not get the fine tooth comb mentality here, because I'm not trying to say fast food is good for you or not good for you. My point is on your level, that the family goes out to dinner, go out to dinner. Yes, have dinner at home, but go out to dinner once a week, because this will begin to teach your children and future generations that you can afford a level of entertainment. Another thing that someone else taught me when I was raising my children was that always give your children an allowance. And it does not have to be doing something. Follow me on this. If that allowance is a small amount, but always put it in the arena of what you can afford to give them. In other words, you're not going to say, well, across the board, give them $25 a week each. It could be a smaller amount, whatever that amount is, but do it on a consistent basis. And it will teach them how to manage this particular amount of money that you give them. Another thing that I would do, and I was taught this by someone, I would put a list on the refrigerator or on the wall of extra chores, because they had their things they needed to do. They needed to keep the kitchen clean. They needed to tidy up their bedrooms. But I would put a list on the wall of extra things that needed to be done. It could be simply shine or clean the storm door. That would be extra. And I would put an amount next to it. So then at the end of the week, and I'm telling you, they kept that house spick and span, because at the end of the week, they would get more than their allotted allowance. Why am I saying this? Because often when we have or we have acquired a mentality or a thought of lack, it is because we've been used to this. It's been our mindset. And so my word to you today is, how do we stop that mentality of lack? How do we transform our vision into wealth? One of the things we begin to do, it could be on small levels, but you can do it, and you can begin to teach this and pass it on to others. Oh, please hear what I'm saying today, so that we can come to a level of transformation. And these small things will make a difference. Teaching each other how to spend our money wisely. Teaching each other how to spend our money wisely doesn't mean eliminating your wants. We're not even going to fine-tooth comb that. But what we mean by that is learning how to spend money wisely, teaching those that you have any type of influence how to spend our money wisely, learning how to keep your money within your community. They call it, I don't have the proper term, but it's like some of you know exactly what I'm talking about, but turning that currency over within your community before you release it out of your community. Yeah, I just added that. Here's something I'd like to share with you. I've been reading a book by a Dr. Boyce Watkins. Some of you may be familiar with him. But one of the things he said was, always be an asset to your family. And I think that as we begin to transform our vision into wealth, as we begin to enlarge our capacity, and you can do that, begin to enlarge our capacity of the realization that God, Almighty Yahweh, is residing on the inside of us. And he is definitely, Yahweh is unlimited. So how do we come to that point where to think in terms of unlimitedness? I'm talking about transforming your vision into wealth, manifesting your vision, what God has placed within you, how to bring it forth, and it transforms into wealth. Always, one thing Dr. Boyce Watkins said was, be an asset to your family. You can do it. You may not be an asset right now, but you can begin to think in those terms and begin to teach those, as I mentioned, that you have influence over to be an asset to your family. If I can share another story with you. When I was growing up, I came from a two-parent home. My dad worked, and he provided for us, and he protected us. And then I was about maybe 14 or 15 was when my mother began working, you know, began developing her career. But prior to that, my dad, he provided for us financially, and he protected us and gave us a sense of security in our home. But listen at this financial plan that they had. Every week, my dad got paid on a weekly basis, and every week, my parents would sit down, and they would budget his pay. My father received $5 for his transportation and his expenses during the week. I know some of you are going, $5? Well, remember, I'm talking about a long time ago, and we're looking at a principle here. My mother was given $5 so that she could manage what? The necessities of the week, which was basically what? Bread and milk. And then we set aside $20, and that's what they would purchase the groceries with. And guess what? My dad would give me $5 every week. Did you hear what I said? In that small amount that they were managing, they found grace and they saw a need to give me $5 a week. I know you're following me on this. We're talking about transforming your vision into wealth. When I got my first job, you know what I did? I followed their example. I came home and I gave my dad $5 and I gave my mother $5. It wasn't much, but it was the thought, because they had taught me to be an asset to my family. Be an asset to your family. And also, teach others that trade is better than a charity. I'll give you another example. Here's another story. I wanted to reward my grandchildren with a monetary gift. And my youngest son said to me, he said, Mom, have them to come over and do some chores for you at the house. I said, wow, okay. So in other words, trade is better than charity. They came and they traded their time, their man hour, their skills to help me organize some things at the house. Trade is better than charity. Yeah, some of you, you're right there with me. Here's another one. You know, sometimes as families, we gather together and we eat, and that's beautiful. That's a beautiful fellowship to break bread together. But let's take it a step further. And still, this is a quote from Dr. Watson. He said, I love you, and I just won't feed you, but I will teach you. What he emphasized was, let's take those family times and let's use some of that family time to talk about transforming vision into wealth. Let's talk about investments. Let's talk about financial literacy. Oh, this is a great topic. This is a great topic. Often we will perish for a lack of knowledge. Here's another one. Never steal from your loved ones. Never steal anyway, you know. But it is such, you know, and also borrowing money and not paying it back. Never steal from your loved ones. Please remember that. And when you have those super, I mean, you know, we're all intelligent, but sometimes we have those children in our family, those relatives in our family that are super intelligent, right? Invest in them. Your family and my family, we can become a multi-million dollar asset. Someone write that down. Your family, my family, we can become a multi-million dollar asset. You can do this. You can transform your vision into wealth. Yeah. And also begin to build trust. Build healthy relationships within your family so that you can begin to build a level of trust. Often I have found, I read a book by one of Stephen Covey's sons a couple of years back, and he talked about the best way, the bottom line that I took away from the book, my aha moment, was he said the best way to build trust is to be trustworthy. Are you listening to me today as we begin all these new beginnings? And one of them is transforming your vision into wealth. I love you. I love you so much. And I know that just the fact that you're here with me now, that there's something I'm saying I trust will be an asset to you. It will be a blessing to you. It may be a little small nugget of wisdom that you can take away. Sometimes it doesn't take a lot. You can go to a conference, a convocation. You can go to a learning event, and you can take away one or two things that can revolutionize your life, that can transform your vision into reality, bring it out of the invisible realm into the visible realm. I attended a conference. This is just an example. I attended a conference, and Muhammad Ali's daughter, Alia Ali, she was one of the keynote speakers, and she made a statement. Listen at this. It may be a blessing to you as well, but I'm still talking about how we can take a nugget. Maybe something that I'm saying today can bless you and your family and help you to build a wealth, a legacy of wealth. She made this statement. She said, learn how to navigate the shifts in your life. You see how I remembered that? Learn how to navigate the shifts in your life. I learned many things from the other speakers, and some of them are in my heart, and some of them are just in my notes. You see how I took away that nugget? Learn how to navigate the shifts in your life. You may be taking something away today, this evening, this afternoon, whenever you're listening to this podcast, transforming your vision into wealth. Teach it to others. Teach it to others. Yes. You know, as we began to look at these new beginnings, if you noticed, I said my focus is going to be wealth. I also looked at the fact, listen at this, that even financially, there is something that's called first fruits. I don't know a lot about first fruits, but I know a little bit about it. And first fruits is like, it's like giving the first of your harvest, if I can take it back to agricultural terms, giving the first of your harvest. Some people give the first fruit at the beginning of the year. Some of them give like whatever their first income is. They give it to their local church or they give it to an organization, but it's called the first fruit. There is something powerful about the first fruit. You can do your own, you can do just basic research on first fruits. The other one is tithing. Tithing simply is giving 10% of your income, 10%. In other words, you just move the decimal point over. If you receive $100, you move the decimal point over one, and you give $10. Then, listen, I'm trying to stay calm here because I get excited about this because I actually started tithing when I was 8 years old. My pastor taught me to tithe. My tithe used to be like 50 cents. I'd babysit, and I'd give 50 cents. I'd receive my allowance. I'd give 50 cents. But listen. That is one of the secrets to prosperity. That is one of the secrets to wealth because tithing is not about money. Tithing is about faith. Yeah, it's about faith. And so, and then we have offerings that we give, you know, contribution, donations to organizations and things like that, and sometimes to even our family members. But begin to incorporate into your life regular giving. Regular giving. Yeah. You'll begin to see the transformation in your wealth. And we haven't even gotten into other investments and things like that. But this year, I'm dedicating myself to financial, I'm going to call it financial literacy, but moving forward, increasing our capacity to give and to receive. I want to shout out today. I want to say hi, and I want to say happy birthday to my beautiful mother. I always like to say hello, and I love my aunts and my uncles so much. They were so instrumental in my life. I want to shout out, hi, Isaiah and Courtney. I want to say hi, and I want to thank Coach LaRusha.
She is the one that helped me to start this podcast over 2 years ago. I love you and I appreciate you. So many are benefiting from your investment in my life. I want to shout out and say hi to the Ailers today. I want to say hi to Roslyn. And hi, Shelley, Helen, hello, Ernestine. I want to say hi to Tig today. I want to shout out to Sheila today. I want to say hello to Dominique and my family down in Mississippi and Louisiana. I want to say hi to Pastor Baker. Hi, Jeanette. I want you to know I'm sending you a big kiss. I want to say hello to Deaconess Gillis. Keep up the good work. I want to say hi to Elder Margareta. Thank you for what you do to help to keep the body of Christ healthy and strong. Apostle Belvita, I love you. Hello, Tony. I want to say hi to Lisa and Valerie. Can I say hi to Nikki? Nikki, thank you so much. You're doing such a great work, and especially this is that season. She's teaching us so much about healthy hair care, healthy natural hair care. And I want you to know that this young woman, she didn't just start it. I've known her for over 20 years, and she's doing a great job teaching and passing her knowledge and trade on to others. Hi, Reverend Russell. I want to say hi to Stephanie Antonio. Hi, Chloe. How about my, you know, we're up to over 4,000 listeners. I can hardly believe it. Really, I'm serious. Hi, Ernestine. If I didn't call your name, it's not because I don't love you. Oh, can I say hi to Coach Latorsha and Fabio? Yes, hello. Can I say hi to, I called out Tony Belvita, Pastor Brian in London, England, Bishop Jones, hello, the Morelands, hello, Pastor Jane, amazing love, International Fellowship. Ah, I want to say hi Tawana, God bless you. I love you. Hi, James. I love you. Apostle Donna, thank you for the great work that you're doing and always being there for me. Mama Joy, I want to get this in real quick. Mama Joy, you did an awesome thing in Chicago, Illinois this past weekend. She actually did a caravan of prayer, moving throughout the city in some troubled areas, praying. Oh, God bless you for that. Your prayers do mean something. I want to say hi to Gloomy. That's her nickname. I want to say hello. Hi, Mary Kimball in Mississippi. I'm thinking about you. Listen at this. How about our listeners in China, Liberia, Brazil, South Africa, Ghana, Italy, London, France, Trinidad, Tobago, Jamaica, Canada, Japan? Hey, I want to say hi to Joy. I'm praying for you. I hope you feel better. Listen, some of us have been attacked by that little bug, but you're going to do just fine. Ah, if I didn't call your name, like I say, it's not because I don't love you. Hi, Carrie. I want to say hi to, congratulations to Robbie and Juanita. Congratulations. Yeah. And also our family is growing. Congratulations to those who are expecting. If I didn't call your name, it's not because I don't love you. I promise you that you're right here in the center of my heart. I love you so much. I appreciate you. And let's get things together. Let's transform our vision into wealth. You can do it. And guess what? I am right here to help us achieve this magnificent goal. God bless you, and I love you so much. I appreciate all that you're doing for yourself, for your family, for the kingdom of God, even for your local church. Keep up the good work. Your labor is not in vain. This is a wonderful time. Love you so much. God bless you. Peace, prosperity, and the ever-presence of the Holy Spirit in your life. These new beginnings, let's get going.
Thank you, and please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity. Bye.